four smart, surprising health moves you can make right now. Commit to taking these smart steps that can empower and energize you. That way you'll have the full engagement necessary to make a major impact on the people you care about most in life. All this and more on today's episode of Let's Make Work Optional.
Welcome to this episode of Let's Make Work Optional with True Wealth & Company in Overland Park, Kansas. True Wealth & Company incorporates strategies and products of the super rich to help you reach your financial goals and make work optional. And now, here's Brian Sarf, President and CEO of True Wealth & Company.
Welcome to Let's Make Work Optional. I'm Brian Sarf. We're here every Tuesday at 5 a.m., and I hope you are too. You can find the Let's Make Work Optional podcast on iTunes, anchor.fm, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Today, we're going to talk about four smart, surprising health moves you can make right now. So if you're listening to this in your car, turn it off and go listen to us online and go take a walk. Go take a jog, go to the gym and work out, and let's get a little 24 minutes of exercise in while we're chatting with you about being healthier. And really, that's all it's about. I had a doctor once tell me you just need to go for a nice long walk and get the blood to move from your nose to your toes. And if you get it moving through your body and that, then the great things come from that. And so today we're going to talk about making flexibility. So here are your three takeaways. Making flexibility, balance training, and muscle recovery key parts of your workout regimen. Talking about cardiac health tests that maybe you haven't talked with your doctor about. And then number three, we're hearing this a lot lately, making restful sleep a higher priority. Now, joined with me today is Brian Paulson. Brian, good to have you back in here chatting away on the podcast.
Been about 2 months, hasn't it? We've been doing our own thing with other people. But yeah,
kicked you out.
Oh, ditto.
So let's talk about these health moves you can make. I know the great thing is that it's not as hard as we think. You know, sometimes when we talk about finances, about having to save more and spend less, you know, it always sounds easier than what it is. But really, at the end of the day, you know, we always want to create these big goals. I want to lose 100 pounds or save $1 million. If I'm only happy when I've lost the 100 pounds or I've saved $1 million, then it's like I have to postpone my happiness every day until I achieve it. And so it's hard to stay motivated every day when you don't know if you're on track or not. And so what I've learned in business when we're talking about saving money applies the same to being healthier, is finding daily habits and daily inputs that you can control that aren't driven by a goal. But, you know, maybe you're going to walk so many steps a day, or you're going to walk so many miles today, or you're going to exercise for so many minutes a day. And you know, if you do that every day, then have a calendar on the wall and give yourself a gold star, make a red star with a mark, put an X on the date, and then you can look and see the more red X's I have on my calendar or gold stars, I've done the inputs that I can control on my path to whatever my long-term goal is. And then every day you can have the happiness knowing I got my walk in, I ate healthy, and I'm on my path to that bigger goal that I want to accomplish in the long run.
I got my walk into Martin City Brewery, had a beer.
Bam.
Got back.
Now that cancels it out, Paulson. You can't walk for donuts or beer.
That's right. You're taking all the fun out of it. What's my motivation? I don't understand. So everybody listening might be thinking, what the heck are a couple of financial advisors talking about health for and things we can do to improve our physical fitness? And the reality is we are here to help our clients. You'll hear us, a lot of our clients have already heard us say this.
No, we're here to help you get healthier.
We talk to our clients about getting the greatest return on life.
That's right.
And the greatest return on life is going to be achieved if you're healthier. At the end of the day, if you've saved all this money, but your body is broken down by the time you can do stuff, we haven't done our job. These are easy things we can introduce into our daily lives to get better.
And I think the biggest piece is that we have assumed so much in our society that exercising is either all weightlifting, for those of us knuckleheads that just love to lift weight, the t-shirt, I pick up heavy things and set them down, or the other side of it is those that just do cardio and that's all they do, and they don't do weight training. So you got big lugheads in the gym, and I was one for a long time when I was a kid. You're a big lughead in the gym, you don't do any cardio. And then you got the other ones that are doing all cardio and no weight training. Mm-hmm. And so you have what are called fast twitch muscle fibers and slow twitch muscle fibers. And you need both. your slow twitch, they're long and they're very efficient muscles that you build. When you do a lot of cardio and you walk for hours and hours and hours, the more you do that, the longer muscles you get, the more efficient your body is, and the more efficient it is at burning calories. The fast twitch, what you build when you lift weights and you jump and you do some of those things that are quicker in the gym, plyometrics, CrossFit, whatever you might have, in those areas, those really help you get balance. And if you fall, as we get older, we tend to fall, that we are still able to react and get our hands in front of us. And some of you may know folks that when they got older, they fell, they hit their head or whatever it might be. And they said, I felt myself falling. I just couldn't get my hands in mm-hmm. front of me. And so it's as we get older, we tend to not do weight training. And when we're younger, we tend not to do cardio. And then some people are perfect, like Kenny Burkhead, the other advisor here at the office. He does CrossFit 6 days a week, and he's ridiculous.
He's doing it right now, I think.
Yeah, he might be. But he's ridiculously fit. And, you know, if you have questions about fitness, you can always talk to Kenny because he is incredible with his fitness and how he eats and all that. But it's just his daily habits are really good.
The thing that I've definitely learned in one of the top four that we were talking about is how do you avoid injuries? I have heard reports or studies that have been done that as you get to your mid-40s, the number one most important thing for your physical fitness for the rest of your life is to avoid injuries, because if you take a major injury, you hurt something, and you're out for a couple of months, it takes a lot to get back.
It does.
One of the main things that I know you and I talk about a lot that I am horrible about is how do I get those long, lean muscles that are pliable, that are still soft, and yeah. I don't do enough stretching.
You know, I know those of you in Kansas City are going to hate this name when I mention it, so I'll accept the arrows for this one time. Give me a pass. Tom Brady has a book called The TB12 Method. I read it and went through the book, and it's actually pretty insightful. Number one, he's a phenom because at his age, he's still operating as an elite quarterback in the NFL. It helps to have a great offensive line, though, too, and not get smacked around. But he talks a lot about when you're looking at it as an individual, you need to work out for the load you're going to put on your body on a daily basis. If I'm a defensive lineman, I need a ton of muscle, especially in my legs and my butt and everything. I need a huge base. If I'm a wide receiver, I can't have that huge base. Otherwise, I can't run at all. Look at Tyreek Hill. He's a freak of nature of how fast he is. But if he was 330, 6'5", he couldn't do what he does. And so part of it is genetics, but the other part of it is exercising for what load you're going to put on you. So he says that you should spend about a third of your time lifting weights, about a third of your time doing cardio, and a third of your time, what Brian talked about, is being more pliable and stretching more. And also the foam rollers and those things that you
things
have in the
awesome.
Gym, they just help your muscles lengthen out. And they help you support your joints a lot better so you avoid injury. What is it that when you're stretched out more and you're more pliable, when you do have a chance of getting an injury, you're able to sustain the impact better and then you recover faster.
When you take a hit. Mm-hmm. So,
and that could be just falling down the stairs, slipping on the ice, picking up your shoe in the closet.
Yep.
All those things that the more flexible you are, the easier you are able to move, then the more you're going to be able to keep injury away.
It helps with just basic recovery, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're doing your cardio. They say the best cardio for men is long, slow walks where you basically are breathing heavy, but you can hold a conversation. That helps us more than anything else, especially burning off tummy fat.
Mm-hmm. I've got plenty of that to get rid of.
Tell me about it. I do too. But
Carrying a little friend here with me every day, and I don't really like him being around. Kind of want him to go away.
Yeah, that's right. But I know when I stretch that my hip flexors, the muscle that lifts your leg and throws it out there so you can walk, I feel it significantly better. So,
yeah, but having that flexibility is huge, and doing a little bit of cardio. If you don't lift in the gym, you need to add a little bit of lifting to your regimen. And if you're not doing any cardio, add a little bit of cardio. And if you're not doing any stretching or pliability, you need to put that in there. But you need to add that in. And in those percentages, you got to adjust them for yourself of what your day is going to be like. But in general, about a third of your time. I can't imagine. I'm going to go to the gym just for one workout for a week and just do stretching and pliability for the whole exercise and go home.
Well, Amy was talking this morning about how she, for a year, anybody who doesn't know my wife, she's works out a lot. She teaches classes for strength and for spin. She'll cycle you up and down the world. But she's even commented with everything that she does, the year that she spent one day a week, one Saturday, and did yoga, she's never felt better. And she got out of the habit and she's getting back into it.
Good for her. I've heard yoga having amazing effects on everybody that goes through it just because you become more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
and your balance is so much better. And as we get older, those of us like you and I that put a lot of muscle on when we're kids, those muscles get denser and denser and denser and less flexible. Yeah. And they just really set you up for a big injury at some point, whether it be a shoulder or a knee or your back or mm-hmm. something like that. You've got to keep that flexibility really a key. What's number two, Paulson?
So number two, yeah, this kind of hits what something that you and I said this weekend. We were hanging out around the fire pit about 9:30. Like, my goodness, I'm tired. I'm getting to be an old man. Well, the reality is, I don't think we're getting to be an old man. We have just focused on getting good, regular sleep schedule. I don't know about you, but I don't go to the bars and hang out late at night. Now I get to bed early so I can get up and get the day started. And dedicating time, focusing on good, restful sleep is absolutely huge. Get that routine. I have to ride Nick all the time. He'll sleep normal schedule Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends, he stays up real late. Well, yeah. Your body's thrown out of whack.
He's also 16 years old.
So. It does help.
he can do those crazy
run through
things.
That wall. All right.
It says here that smart move number two, focus on your sleep without drugs. I'm sorry I had to throw that last piece in there. By the way, all this information is coming to us curated from Dan Carlin, MD. He's one of the nation's top concierge physicians. And his practice is called World Clinic. We were able to gather this advice from him, that so it's not what we think about health. It's what Dr. Carlin thinks about health and what he's done. And so, number one, avoid exercise injuries by going beyond cardio. And we would add in stretching and pliability is a big deal. Number two, focus on your sleep without drugs. And what he says is that you can't hack a good night's rest with medication. Ambien and other sleep aids actually prevent the restful sleep that allows the brain to function at its peak. And that goes as well. Sorry, Mom and Dad, for drinking alcohol right before bedtime. You really want to give it a few hours before you go to bed. You think you have a glass of wine, it helps you sleep better. It actually doesn't help you rest as well. And you tend to wake up in the middle of the night. You're dehydrated from alcohol, all those types of things. What he said your best steps are is you want to try and get 7 to 8 hours every night. You want to go to bed and wake up at the same time. So go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time. Limit your exposure to blue light at least 1 hour before bedtime. That means that on your iPad and iPhone, you can turn on a device. I've turned it on for the past few years. It's called night shift mode, and it changes your screen so it's not emitting so many of those blue light rays into your brain that are really telling your system to keep going. Mm-hmm. And it can throw off your rhythm. And then get evaluated for sleep apnea if you're a big snorer.
That's good for your health because then your wife won't try to kill you in your sleep.
That's right. That's right. And it's important that you can do that. You know, a lot of folks think I can sleep less hours during the week and I can catch up on the weekend. Research shows it doesn't help so much, you know, that if you're changing, as you mentioned with Nick, you're changing your bed and wake times frequently, that it kind of leaves you a little jet lagged, and that also sleeping more than 8 hours a lot will make you kind of groggy. Because you're out of your cycle of how you do it. And sleep is all about getting rid of all the toxins in your body, cleaning out the toxins in your brain, and helping you have, you know, a fresher day the day after you've had your rest. Mm-hmm. Just try and stay up for 3 or 4 days without sleeping and see how you do. You're pretty well impacted. I think it's important that, and also eating within 2 hours of bedtime. I'm trying not to eat 2 hours in bedtime. Read a book, have a glass of tea, relax a little bit, hit the sack. But try and get a rhythm. And I know after raising 3 daughters, being on a schedule is really difficult.
And everybody's different. Some people struggle with sleep, try to find the things that help you get better sleep. Others, they can fall asleep before their head hits a pillow. But even for those folks, it's important to have a regular sleep schedule.
It is. And a regular exercise schedule and all these things of doing it. As we talked in the open, of looking at the inputs that are important to you, and looking at it, saying, okay, I exercised today, whether it was cardio, whether it was stretching, whether it was weightlifting, I get a gold star. I got my sleep I tried to get. I got my blue star. And the next one is about talking to your doctor about heart tests. You know, there's a lot of tests you can take preemptively with your doctor. You can go to a local hospital and have a heart scan done. You can talk to your doctor about them. He mentions 3 in here called a high sensitivity CRP test, an MPO test, and a plaque test, PLAC test. That they can run on your blood and everything to check and see of those biomedical or biochemical blood tests if you're susceptible to heart attack or susceptible to plaque and need to make some changes. But it can help you be preemptive and see what's happening in your life, what's happening in your body without having to have an event to find it, a heart attack or a stroke or something. that you can discover these with some of these new tests that are out there. But we'd encourage you to go talk to your doctor, go visit with your doctor and talk about it. You know, heart disease just isn't a guy thing. It's women as well are highly susceptible to it. And you got to go get all those things checked out and just get a tune-up.
And it's not a big guy thing versus a little guy thing. There are plenty of stories of people that are marathoners. We've got a good friend who in his late 30s, marathoner, came home and he had enough plaque buildup in the artery that's known as the Widowmaker. Mm-hmm. And luckily his wife noticed the symptoms and got him to the hospital. But yeah, you can be in fantastic shape. That's why you can't rely on your physical fitness level to avoid number three. You need to be talking to your doctor and look at these tests.
Well, it's just hereditary. And if you have it in your family that people at young ages tend to have heart issues and that, then hopefully you've told your doctor about that in your family history. You visit about it, whether you're a man or a woman, and they can run a couple of pretty simple tests that aren't crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. And they can let you know what's going on and they can see it. And then if you're fine and clear, then that relieves any worry you have about it. But it also gives you a baseline of where you are now. And then in 3 or 5 years, you can take the test again and see if there's been any change. Mm-hmm. And then you can notice that if you're trending the same, which is awesome, or trending negatively or getting better, then you can see what that trend is. And trend in health and in finances is always a good thing to see those trends. What do we got for number four, Brian?
There's a couple of nutritional supplements that the doctor recommends. What I would encourage you is talk to your doctor about what your doctor recommends, because all of us process our food differently. We've got deficiencies in certain nutrients that if they do a blood panel, they can look at it. I found it fascinating that there are some vitamins that if you take a vitamin pill, that if you're deficient in some other mineral, that mineral is essential in order to absorb and process a vitamin. And it doesn't matter if you throw pounds of vitamins at yourself, it's not going to happen without this other nutrient. But go and talk to your doctor about what are the things, have a blood panel drawn, discuss more than just what's my cholesterol and my triglycerides, get into it and try to understand what you're lacking and what you can do to make yourself healthier.
They get a really detailed blood panel and go through it. And if nothing else, you've checked it on one day of the year. You have a trend line of where you're at, and then check it in 6 months or check it the next year and run a detail again and run a detail again. And just having that pattern, having it checked, you can see changes, patterns, anything that may be in or outside of the ordinary that you can health into your own hands, and great moves that you can make right now to get healthier. And it's not really overly difficult to put all this in. But it's a part of health is doing a little bit every day. And that's probably one of the greatest things of the clients we work with, the business owners we work with, that they tend to be very habitual driven. And so if they can get these health benefits in with their work benefits, with their life habits and that and everything else, that then they can really project them onto a great path of not only building wealth, but also having the health as well to enjoy it in the long run. Any closing thoughts, Mr. Brian?
Well, the reason we brought this forward for today's podcast was this really spoke to Brian and I. Neither of us are the picture of health. You're not going to see either of us on Men's Health magazine next month.
Hey, now.
But, well, Brian is. I'm not.
Kenny could be.
Yeah, he could be. These are all things that we need to work on ourselves. And it was just good. It's great to see these articles and things that you can take control of that will have a big impact on how you get to enjoy your retirement. Mm-hmm. And the rest of your life.
Yeah, and the impact of those around you of just sharing some of the simple steps and leading by example.
Mm-hmm.
Great show today. Good to have you here, my friend.
Absolutely. Good to be back.
Thanks for listening to Let's Make Work Optional from True Wealth & Company. I'm your host, Brian Sarf, and with me this week has been
Brian Paulson.
We'll be back next Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Be sure to spread the word about this podcast to your friends and family, and don't keep us a secret. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, connect with us on LinkedIn, and don't ever forget, invest wisely, save early, give generously. Let's make work optional.
You've been listening to Let's Make Work Optional from True Wealth & Company. Visit us online at retirewithtrue.com or call 913-653-TRUE. That's 913-653-8783. All matters discussed during this program are for informational purposes only. This podcast in no way shall be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or advisory services to residents in any other state than Kansas or where otherwise prohibited. Topics should be discussed with your advisor prior to implementation. Advisory and insurance services offered through True Wealth & Company, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas.